At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Can break Beyonce's soul because she doesn't have one.
Oh, ooh, man.
Wow.
And it sounds like Neo's wife, Crystal Smith, is so sick of the singer.
And we're all feeling broke today after hearing about the $1 billion lottery winner. More on that later, y'all.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Now, Tanner, I heard Chris Rock had some major jokes after hearing Will Smith's apology. What's up?
Oh, he sure did, Brad. Unless you've been living under A-Rock.
I see what you did there.
Not DJ. Talking about Chris Rock. Okay, no pun intended. Okay, Willie from Philly came out of hiding and posted an apology video on social media for slapping Chris on stage at the Oscars back in March.
I remember that.
Who could forget? But unfortunately for Will, the apology didn't stop the comedic jabs from Chris, because just hours after Will's video, during the Atlanta stop of his Ego Death World Tour, Chris got on stage, pretty much compared Will to the incarcerated Death Row CEO, Suge Knight.
Damn.
HK, tell us what he said.
Everybody's trying to be a victim. If everybody claims to be a victim, then nobody will hit a real victim. Even me getting smacked by Suge Smith. I mean, I went to work the next day. I got kids. Anyone who says the words hurt, they ain't never been punched in the face.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was like when he first started doing
that. That was great.
That sounds like, I'm going to get you, sucker, Chris Rock.
Well, how much for one?
Right.
Do you guys ever think Will will ever, like, outlive this?
No.
Like, will he ever be able to shake this, y'all?
No.
Never? Never ever?
Never ever.
Yeah, but Chris Rock is just riding off his honey. He needs to accept the apology. He needs to accept the apology and move on. Right now, he's just riding off of it because it's getting him a lot of money, because people are being very sympathetic for him and
it
with
is.
Him.
It's doing, that's it's what doing, he's doing well for him.
I would let it go because he's a Christian man. He needs to let it go.
There's nothing he can do about more people loving him and more people buying all of his tickets and selling out all of his shows and him having to add more shows for the fans. There's nothing he can do about that.
Gary, you ain't ever held on to no feud?
No, I don't hold on to feuds. And I just let it go like, honey, who Tony Braxton said, let it flow, let it go, let it go.
Yeah, Teddy Pendergrass, too, love TK. Let it go. Yeah,
that's right, so let it go.
Yo, now, I went to the show the other night. He didn't let it go. He hit him with a couple slugs, you know, but he kept it moving. He didn't make his whole tour about that. And that's why Chris is one of the GOATs, man.
If he got him a new woman out of this, he got Swan Lake his new woman. So be good. Just let it alone, hell.
Swan Lake?
That's her name, huh? Isn't it something Lake?
Blake Bell.
Same thing.
Well, moving on, Khalees is out here about to get stung by the beehive for talking crazy about Queen B.
Oh,
so Beyonce's album Renaissance finally dropped, but Khalees says that the album is soulless and Beyonce is drinking her milkshake without permission. So Beyonce sampled Khalees' song Milkshake, and by Beyonce I mean Pharrell, for a track on her new album called Energy without even consulting Khalees. And Khalees took her beef to Instagram, and here's what she had to say.
My real beef is not only with Beyonce, because at the end of the day, she sampled a record, she's copied me before, she's done it before, so have many other artists. It's fine, I don't care about that.
Now, Khalees continued her rant and said the industry is full of fakes and thieves, and doubled down on calling Beyonce a thief. Now, how do you think she should have handled this?
I don't know what the issue is. Is it that Beyonce didn't reach out from girl to girl and say, hey, girl?
Yeah. Well,
Beyonce didn't really produce this.
It's Pharrell. She has an issue with Pharrell. Her and Pharrell have been at each other's necks for like a long time over the fact that he owns like all the publishing, all the rights to Khalees' records. So, she felt Pharrell did it just to be petty.
But Khalees feel, you know, it was my song, Woman to Woman. You should have at least came to me and said, girl, I'm going to do the song, even though Pharrell is putting it out there for her to do it.
So if J-Lo uses a sample of Funkified, I'm not going to be mad at her because I didn't do the music to Funkified.
But that's your song, though, Brad.
Like, I wouldn't be mad at J-Lo because...
You know, she still could have called you.
No, I don't know her. She don't owe me...
Yes, she do. That's a courtesy call.
On Beyonce's new album, she's got like 8 famous, real famous samples.
She does. Like, she does. And she's had to pay. And she paid for each and every one of them. Trust.
Yo, a milkshake brings a few boys to the yard, but Beyonce really brings a lot of them.
Milkshake gonna bring people to court.
And Beyonce, if you ever use my voice, just please, like, hit me up. Like, ask for my permission, please. All right, moving on to a crazy story. A fan broke into a boy band, Why Don't We Member, Daniel Seavey's home and got real comfy, y'all. Reportedly, the young lady pulled up to Daniel's pad with a bouquet of flowers, climbed through an unlocked window since he wasn't there, y'all. And it gets crazier. Yeah, she spent the night on his bed, wore some of Daniel's sweats, and in the morning she turned up some Adele while rummaging through his kitchen cabinets, y'all.
Sounds like my ex. She was in a zone, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel happened to check his security cameras and saw the whole thing go down and called the cops immediately. They asked her why she was there, and she said Daniel's tattoo of a person climbing through a window inspired her. And now she's been placed on psych hold, and now no charges have been pressed, y'all. Can you imagine being somewhere on vacation, work, whatever, and then watching your home cameras and watch all of this unfold? Yeah. I don't know how the hell I would react, y'all.
I would have to fly home.
When I go visit Atlanta, I think I'm going to try to sneak into Brad's pad if she doesn't reply to my text.
You better wear a bulletproof bodysuit.
What kind of crazy does it take to look at somebody's tattoo and be like, that's the inspiration for how I'm going to get in your house?
See, that's what happens when you be like, God, give me a sign, and then the first thing you see is something like this, and
that
it's like...
That looks like Brumman from the fifth floor.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, man, y'all got some sad news because Neo and his wife, Crystal Renee, just renewed their vows a few months ago, but their marriage has really hit the skids this
time. Oh, say it ain't so.
Oh, I want to say it ain't so because everything always looks so good and they so cute together, but Crystal called out Neo's scandalous behavior with a long IG post, y'all, saying in part, 8 years of lies and deception. 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and my husband with numerous women who sell their bodies to him unprotected. To ask me to stay and accept is absolutely insane. With no hate in my heart, I wish him nothing but the best.
Oh. All
right.
When I read this, I got goosebumps, y'all. Well, y'all, Neo did respond, tweeting that they would work it out behind closed doors and that he asked for privacy.
You got goosebumps while reading it?
How are you feeling about it, Brad?
Wow. Oh, man, I felt bad for her. I love Neo, though. Like, I'm kind of friends with Neo, but I don't want nobody to be hurting, and I love them together. Like, this is tough.
8 years of cheating, y'all, it's like, that's so much work,
but
man.
But that's what happens when you don't listen to the vows. He said, I do it.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what?
I hate you right now. Oh, my God.
But can I play devil's advocate real quick? My man make R&B bangers, right?
Like, love songs.
Aimed at women. Right? So just imagine how hard it is to play goalie and defense, all the energy that's coming at you.
Exactly. Oh, don't get married then.
Yeah. Yeah. Why get married though? But also, ladies, this just goes to show you, you can't trust a man in a fedora. I'm telling you.
You really can't.
You cannot trust a man in a fedora.
You really can't. Only a cap.
All right, guys. Oh, man. I bought a ticket and I know we all wanted to win Mega Millions.
I wouldn't be here right now.
Hell no. We got to talk about it.
If we win the Powerball,
that Mega Millie.
Whatever. Nobody be
We
here.
All wanted to win that Mega Millie last week. The jackpot was over $1.3 billion. The winning ticket. One winning ticket was sold in Chicago. Man. One person won that whole thing. Man. The winner has not come forward yet. Man. And they don't have to because in Illinois, you can keep your name a secret if you win more than $250,000.
I'm calling everybody in Chicago because I'm related to everybody.
That's exactly right.
Somebody's
Call them
up, right? Gotta be my cousin.
If I won that, we would have had a party at Onyx, y'all. It'd have been everybody from Dish Nation at Onyx.
Enough for them to give everybody a million.
Gary, would you be keeping it a secret?
No, I wouldn't keep it a secret. If I was to win that type of money, I would go up on stage and I'd make sure they'd be playing Mike Jones songs. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot.
Yes,
that's right. That'd be my song.
Hilarious.
Yes.
All right, well, switching gears, we want to pay our respects to Nichelle Nichols, who passed away at the age of 89. Miss Nichols played Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek, which Martin Luther King Jr. called the first non-stereotypical role portrayed by a black woman in television history. Our prayers are with her family, friends, and fans. And there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for a
Dish
It's added again.
Yo, man, put some respect on our buddy name. Now, we know he called it quits with his girlfriend, Zilly Timothy. Well, I guess he's still processing the breakup because he jumped online to let us know the big lesson that he learned dating his ex. So, he says that 43-year-olds shouldn't try to be with 25-year-olds. It's like oil and water. It just doesn't mix.
So, Tanner. So, yeah. Honey, now you're definitely in these streets, honey. So, do you agree with Tyrese yes, on his dating rule?
Yeah, listen, Gary, as a citizen of the streets,
Tanner belongs to the streets, man. Yeah, yeah. Y'all don't even know.
As a citizen of these streets, hell yeah, he's right. 43 and 25, man. That's tough. I'm sure some people can make it work.
But when I was younger, I always liked older.
Did you?
Yeah, I still do. I mean, you want somebody that's more mature. You know, I don't want to be somebody younger than me. Then they'll think that they're making me feel good.
Men
like
are
my
a little bit
ass,
different. Huh? What's the range? Women are more mature.
What's the oldest you would go, Gary?
Probably about 75.
Damn! Okay. 75?
Damn, okay. Yeah.
No, they got some good young 75-year-olds.
You want somebody you can confuse.
Okay. Yeah.
You want more of a father figure.
Okay.
I'd say daddy issues, but that's a whole other episode.
Granddaddy issues.
Well, y'all, moving on. The Weeknd has been showing off a special skill during multiple stops on his After Hours Till Dawn tour. So several videos of The Weeknd flickering his tongue in a suggestive manner while performing his song Often has been making its rounds on the internet, and baby, in the words of Gary, you got the fans going crazy.
Nice!
Woo! Oh, really? Did you say nice?
Yes, honey.
I knew The Weeknd was Dominican. I knew it, bro.
Now, Brad, look at this video, honey. Now, you think that The Weeknd has a talented tongue?
It depends on how long that tongue can work for. And some people don't like it always super duper fast like that. Me personally, I like it a little bit slower. And work the whole area slow.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So chewy head cracking town, honey. I mean, can any of y'all flick y'all tongue faster than The Weeknd?
Listen, I'm already running defense in my DMs. I don't need no more talent on
Chewy
display.
Chewy said he had it. A second ago.
Chewy, you can do it.
Do it, Chewy.
I can't.
Hit it, Chew.
Your girl is going to kick your ass when you get home, Chewy. Don't do it.
But they sound like they lazy. Y'all lazy. I mean, a man that can flick his tongue.
Well, go for it, guys. Show us how it's done.
That's a little slow, Gary.
Oh, that's slow.
The Weeknd.
I thought it was a salad bowl.
Why does Gary look like a cow licking a salt lick?
Yeah. Also, The Weeknd is putting his whole tongue out there. Like, I would be out here like.
Yeah, you got a little itty bitty.
A little itty bitty.
My heels would be the Jesus, honey, with The Weeknd.
Your heels would be the Jesus.
Your heels would be the Jesus. Well, after Gary's heels going to Jesus, coming up next, J-Lo's ex-husband predicts why her marriage to Ben Affleck won't last. But first, Headcrack and Gary have a fresh offer you're going to love.
Woo! Headcrack, summer is almost over. You ready to get back to being a house dad?
A house dad? Nah, I need my vacations, a.k.a. work. But yes, summer is almost over, so savor every last second with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors of the season right from home.
Now, what if I'm going out of town, honey, for one last summer vacation?
Great question. You can update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination with just a click. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule.
Ooh, honey, and now we get ready for the fall.
Yep, gear up for the busy fall season with 55-plus weekly options and take the stress out of meal planning and prepping. Those weeknights are busy in my household, so I love the 20-minute meals and low-prep, low-cleanup options.
All right. Now, tell the people where to go so they can skip those grocery store trips.
Just go to HelloFresh.com/Dish16 and use code Dish16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Dish16 and use code Dish16 for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, while newlyweds Jennifer Lopez and Ben Ben Affleck are jet-setting around the world on their honeymoon. Her ex-husband is putting his two cents in on their relationship.
Oh,
now, which ex-husband, you might ask?
The first one.
Well, you're right, Chewie. It's the first one, Ohani Noah. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Ohani said, Ben is husband number four. I was husband number one, and she told me I was the love of her life.
Ooh.
I wish her and Ben the best, but I'm not convinced it will last.
Who asked for his two cents? No one cares.
Nobody cares, Ohani. Go somewhere under your rock, Brun. Stay there.
He's just trying to make some money. Damn. He just wants to be relevant and trying to make some money. What did he box?
Yeah, he fought
somebody
Cisco
in the,
from Love and Hip Hop.
Cisco wore his ass out.
Cisco was ready that
Cisco
night.
Cisco was ready. That poor J-Lo ex-husband. And then when they announced him, they was like, the first husband of Jennifer Lopez.
Can you imagine being known for that and only that?
That's
a
weird one.
That's a horrible one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depending on what rooms you operate in. Like, yo, I was J-Lo's first husband. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you get a free sandwich somewhere for that, right?
I would like a red table talk with all of J-Lo's ex-husbands.
Ooh. That'd be crazy.
I would definitely watch that.
J-Lo would watch that. Jennifer would watch that.
Yeah, like, can we get all these men together and just, like, get their stories?
Yeah, Jennifer would be like, let's see what these motherfuckers have to say.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're not going to do that to J-Lo, y'all. Okay, y'all, check this out. Country singer Maren Morris had a big show at Radio City Music Hall, and before going on stage, she showed off her look for the gram, child.
Nah.
Now, the Sky Blue Ensemble featured a sparkly sheer skirt with a thong underneath, and most people praised the outfit, but one hater said, really? She had to show her butt cheeks to do the show there? This is where I lose respect for the singers. But, y'all, the hater spelled lose with an extra O, so it said loose, L-O-O-S-E. So Maren clapped back, tweeting, when there's a Karen, there's a typo.
Ooh,
and she included a close-up of her bedazzled booty and showed y'all her ass to kiss. Yes, she did.
Yes,
what
she
do y'all
did.
Think?
That was great.
I love it. I love it.
When you throw a clap back at somebody, you got to make sure like it's spelled correctly or it completely null and voids the clap back to begin with.
They're going to get you back.
It's an internet law. Everyone knows
it. Just like,
don't you ever come at me with the wrong through.
Right,
I'm going to mess you up.
Don't ever have any regrets. No regrets at all.
No regrets.
But I would have gave her a good bend over, 200, with my nice little shirt on.
Let Maren Morris wear whatever the hell she wants. She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
It's classy. I understand it's a little cheeky, but it's like she looks
good.
There's nothing wrong with this outfit.
She's great. She's an amazing singer.
She's got a
so
great
talented.
Voice.
And so humble, man. I've had the pleasure of interviewing her. She's a sweetheart. Absolutely.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
that's
awesome. And then Team Maren.
So, well, up next, honey, we're talking more about fashion. And this one is really trashy. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Now, one of my favorite brands, Balenciaga, honey, is getting a lot of trash. Talked about them. Y'all see what I'm talking about there? Now, they revealed their winter collection with a $1,790 trash bag.
Wow.
Now, baby, it comes in three colors, black, white, and blue.
I'm going to start a new company called Hefty-Aga.
The real connoisseurs know.
Y'all got to expand y'all brains, Shoe and Tan, honey. Your trash deserves the best, so why not put it in a good
Balenciaga
bag? So
you would pay $17.65 for this Hefty Scent Sack Balenciaga bag?
Yes. Just grab that Balenciaga, honey, and you just twirl on out, honey.
My wife actually has one.
See?
No.
When y'all want to upgrade y'all outfits, have the stuff y'all wear is trash and just put it in that bag and you got a good
Yeah, he just read y'all.
I look cute.
Yeah. Chewie and I are dressed for radio.
Yeah.
Yo, Gary, what's the biggest splurge that you have ever made on an item?
Oh, I don't pay that much for my stuff.
He's lying.
What's his name?
He's lying.
What's his name? And you still talk to him.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, his name is Big Willie, if you want to ask. And you fill in the blank.
I'm good.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body. helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.